Howdy, DC On-Screen fans. How would you like a piece of original artwork from one of us here at DC On-Screen?
All right, we're aware that you've never thought of that before, but here's the deal. We need your help because the internet is a giant monster that requires numbers and regular feeding times. And then these algorithm things that are like our personal demons that we can't defeat alone. Do the right thing. Go over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review or a more honest review if you feel absolutely led to. And then email us at dconscreen@gmail.com. What we're going to need you to do is just write in an address. Tell us who you are. Give us whatever address you want us to send you something at. You know, if you don't want us to know where you live, send it to your neighbors and go steal his mail, whatever.
Yeah.
Just give us that, and then we need you to write Dave or Jason, and then we need you to write the name of a character. We're going to send you a piece of artwork. I can say about it is that one of us is a good artist and one of us is not. If you've actually been listening to every episode, you might know the secret answer to that, to who you should really ask. But, hey, or toss
hell,
a coin.
Man, you know, once you get the picture from us, take a picture of it or scan it or something. Send it back to us and we'll put it on Facebook, just like we do with your DC loot.
Yeah. Send it back with, like, critiques if you want to. We don't give a fuck, you know. Draw over it, you know, pull a Deadpool, right?
Whatever. One of us might cry.
we'll both probably cry. But whatever. Point is, you know, it's come that time. It's the classic call to action. We need to get out there. We need to get a little bit of the review game going. This is our humble offering.
Yeah, humble offering. Very humble. I couldn't say it any better myself, man. That was a good pitch.
Oh, thank you.
All right, with that said, settle in for a new episode of DC On Screen. Welcome into DC On Screen. I am your host, David C. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason.
Hello.
And for this episode, we are talking about Flash 210, Potential Energy. We're
going to
get super spoilery. If you haven't seen this episode of The Flash, I implore you, go watch
I weep
The Flash.
For you.
Then come back and listen to all the things that we have to say about it.
So I don't have to feel so damn sorry for you anymore that you haven't seen this episode of The Flash. I do. I've gotten to the point now where I'm like, I'll ask people like, hey, do you watch so-and-so? Yeah, I like that. Oh, you're okay. Hey, have you ever watched The Flash? Well, no. Oh, I have this, I've adopted this just kind of broken tone when I think about them.
Mm-hmm.
Why have you deprived yourself so?
I know, man. They're like freaking monks or something.
I know.
Like the first order of non-Flash watchers. I don't know.
Why don't you enjoy joy?
Oh, man. That's the 21st century form of celibacy.
Right.
Monks are having sex all over the place now, but they don't watch The Flash. That's interesting, though. I didn't mean to actually bring up celibacy just now, but that's a good starting off point, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We should
spend like a few minutes of every show talking about people that didn't watch the show,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually mm-hmm. address the actual show. Or if we ever don't get around to watching an episode, we'll just do 30 minutes of bitching about people not watching the show and hope no one notices.
Mm-hmm.
So backup plan.
Yeah. Let's start off with this. My girlfriend Bethany Johnson. Mm-hmm. She sent an email with her thoughts on a bunch of stuff. One of those things being this. Ooh, excuse me. This episode of The Flash. Mm-hmm. She says, Barry deciding whether or not to tell Patty that he's The Flash, I think, is completely his decision. He's The Flash, so I think it's up to him to tell who he wants. However, Wells made a really good argument for not telling Patty, and even though Barry and Patty are close, they haven't been together for very long. I think if Barry is going to tell his significant other that he's The Flash, he needs to be pretty certain that they're not going to break up. Otherwise, he's just going to have a number of ex-girlfriends who knows he's The Flash. I can completely understand Patty getting upset with Barry. From her perspective, she's been seeing a great guy who seems to really be into her, but he's distant, and he's clearly hiding something. And when he tries to make up for it, all she knows is that he left her and didn't even check in until the next day to see if she was okay after being attacked.
Yeah, and shows up with a lame joke.
Yeah, and by the way, he was totally a douchebag in this.
Yeah, he could have handled that a lot better.
Yeah. Here was my point. Here's my point to her. I think Barry should have told her he was The Flash before he slept with her.
Hmm.
And maybe that seems conservative in a way that, I don't know, is unappealing or something. But here's my thought on it. Dude, you are a metahuman. You might put like a little super baby inside of her that will kick through her guts. Like, in the interest of knowledge, before you start getting down, maybe you say, hey, by the way, I'm the Flash. Now, I don't, and you know, that could actually be interesting. That would be completely a great scientific reason for it, because you don't know what's going to happen.
No. Two,
it would actually bring in like a fun, maybe something they don't want to deal with, being like, well, why don't you want to have sex? Like, why are you, well, you could, you know, pretend he's religious or something. I don't know.
Right. Whatever gets you through that like, argument.
I would love to see an episode where Patty's going like, I think he's religious. And everyone's like, what? But he's a scientist.
He doesn't really talk about that a lot.
You know? Yeah. Like, which, that would be a fun episode.
I'll point out to that argument, those aren't exclusive.
I know.
We know that, people. Know that. We know I that. Mean... Keep your rabbles to yourselves.
But. Keep your rabbles to yourselves. Go kick rocks.
No, if they do it like Flash in particular, they do a lot of stuff with him where it's there's a meta gene, but it's not necessarily activated. It like it has to have just the right set of circumstances to be catalyzed. And if that's the case, he's got a recessive meta gene, but he's not endangering anyone, so he can he can move freely amongst the world. I would say, but I don't know if they're adapting.
Is that how you want to?
Yeah.
Is that how you want to put
it? That's how I want to put it. Not he can plow through the other half of humanity.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's like, I am the fastest man on earth. You know what? You don't even know it, but I've had sex with you, Joe.
That got so, you know, weird right then. I want to burn the show down.
You know those hemorrhoids that miraculously showed up a couple of days ago? Yeah. How you
my
doing?
My fault. Yeah. It just showed,
yeah.
Everyone at Star Labs has mono suddenly. What happened?
Right. I've contracted HIV 17 times, but somehow my super fast body got rid of it. I don't know.
Yeah, I can. Here's my problem with him, especially with like his level of secretiveness. He's got other people involved now. I know it's his decision, but if that person betrays him, like, he has other people that are connected to his secret now. So it is not, to me, entirely his decision anymore. I don't know how that goes down. I don't know if he wants to take a vote. Like, I mean, to some extent, I feel like he can tell everyone to go fuck themselves. I really love her if he wants to, but he should really, you know, have a temperature in the room kind of thing going on. Like, be respectful, at least, to the other people's connection to you. As far as danger is concerned, this is a hugely dangerous thing.
I know it's hilarious and like, oh, ha ha, character thing, and he moves fast, ha 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 ha. But seriously, like, if he were, like, any of these superheroes, man, any of them, if they are being honest with themselves, they should really move slowly in romantic relationships. Because that's you know, you need to be friends with someone, and then before you ever get involved with them, be like, by the way, there are several hundred bad guys who are willing to kill me at any given basis, and, you might be, you know, in the crosshairs at some point if you decide to, you know, engage in coitus with me. I don't know.
I don't know how many, like, kind of shadow arguments you have to create for yourself before you eventually know, okay, this is a person I can really tell that to. Because it's, in a way, it's deceitful that, and it's, let me start that over. It's deceitful in a way that the rest of us can't really relate to. Because you don't have a secret in your life that's that big. That's, like, I'm a secret agent level big.
Right.
I mean, for, you know, for a lot of people, like, the secrets are much, much, much smaller. So you don't know, you know, you can take a risk with it, I guess, but you don't.
Right.
Good, for God's sake, when do you say that? When do you actually pop that out?
And yeah, I mean, this
you
is
can't
a lot.
You can't use it as a litmus test either, because, like, you'd be, you know, how many broken relationships around the city would you have that of people that know your secret?
Yeah, this is a lot bigger than your normal, I hit a guy one time on the interstate and never told anyone.
Right.
Secret.
Your average homicide is.
And to be fair, I don't even know that it was a homicide.
No, but specifically left before you could know that. Good call.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're in a contributory...
He was probably okay.
I forget which states it are. There are four states that still practice contributory negligence, in which case, if he was, like, facing the wrong direction, it was his fault, too.
Yeah. And for all I know, could have been a bear.
Right. Could have been a very bald bear. I don't know.
I'm just kidding. Nothing like that has happened to me. I once ran over a raccoon on the interstate and had to pull over and cried.
Right, right.
Because I heard the crunch.
Oh, that sucks.
It was bad.
Or the one time I actually did hit a squirrel, I've managed to avoid them except for one time, and I thought we were good, and then the squirrel just changed directions. It just went the other way. No, squirrel! I couldn't get out of the way. I just couldn't. I tried.
Yeah. Those squirrels, man.
Damn squirrel. So on the way to class, I couldn't pay attention the whole time.
You did what you could.
I had just enough time to go, no!
All right, so, yeah.
My first things first on the episode. They just wanted to, like, bring you back to the show on, like, here's part two of The Flash this season. By the way, did we mention that our bad guy is super fucking creepy?
Mm-hmm.
Because
I didn't enjoy that.
Damn, every time I see this guy, I just, like, the hair on the back of my neck stands up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm getting used to him, honestly. I've seen him too much and in too good a light, I think, and too, where I'm actually able to, like, start picking apart where they actually, like, hobbled the Flash costume they already had made into the Zoom costume.
Oh, they made another one.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know, man, it's especially the flashing lightning and the Candyman voice and just, oh, man, I came right back into the show and went, oh, yeah, I remember I was scared.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I see the seams and stuff, but, I mean, that doesn't mean there's not a big goofy guy, a grin on my face the entire time. Like, I'm pretty sure I look like a 32-year-old child.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, at some point I was watching The Flash and I noticed that, like, I jumped because I noticed that, like, a little spot of drool had fallen out of my mouth and hit my hand. And it's just because my mouth was wide open and into this, like, rictus grin.
Right.
I was like, yay!
This is amazing!
So, you know, not a big fan of opening on a dream sequence, but whatever. I understand. He's got nightmares and stuff. I loved that he did not know about the turtles, though. They did.
Like, they used the dream sequence during the... And not the actual sequence itself. They used the fact that he's been having bad dreams during the episode. And for me, that makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, I like what you're saying about the turtle. It was nice.
The turtle.
He's just oblivious to this, and I liked the
folks,
running.
They
joke.
Made the turtle work.
Yeah,
they made the turtle work,
and made him kind of bad.
And he's like Cisco's arch nemesis.
Yeah, what is like Cisco pulls him out some straight Moby too. Like he's
from hell's heart. I stab at thee. Yeah. Which, you know what, I felt like the way he delivered it, it was actually even more of a reference to Wrath of Khan than it was Moby Dick.
Right.
Because the way he says it is very, you know, Khan talking about Kirk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's wonderful. I did enjoy that. And, by the way...
Even the shot looks like the
like,
Khan scene. Anyway.
Cisco and talking to Harry early on, dude, I would have run across that lab and punched Harry in the fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the bad cat meme that, like, knocks something off and then knocks it off again. It's just, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, 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 no.
By the way, our buddy Scott Madison pointed out that as Cisco is giving this big speech about the turtle, in the background, Wells is doing, like, a jack-off motion with his hand.
It's barely even in the background. I went back and looked at this, and he's foreground almost. Like, he's just got an expo, like, he's got a marker in his hand, and he's just doing the back and forth. Just, And he has this blah look on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Blah is a very descriptive term in certain circles.
Yep. So good call. I didn't actually... I read the comment before I saw the episode, so I was looking for it.
I missed it entirely. I did. I was so, like, elated that Cisco had his own white well, that he had been, like, doing his own adventures on the side.
And Cisco was absolutely so dramatic.
It was
a beautiful thing.
And I like, as soon as he brought it up, I'd already written down, like, Cisco has a white well, and then he pulls out, like, at Stabbeth at the end, like, see?
I did love that, like, Patty wanted to talk to Iris about Barry, and when Iris brings it up, Barry was just like, oh, not cool, Iris. Like, he already knows or thinks that Iris screwed him and Patty up.
Right.
Based
right.
on last season. It's just like, damn it, Iris. I told you not to talk to girls that I like.
This has gone poorly before. Oh, and but
they did seem to make Barry much more of a douche this episode.
Well, he didn't handle himself great. And
like, he's like all hunched
episode,
over and like looking like navel gazing, and keeps like kind of looking up at Patty with his like sad eyes, but kind of laughing like like I'm making jokes, even though I can clearly see you're upset with me.
Yeah,
right. I mean, for all his trouble, he gets left just straight up dumped. I mean, felt bad for the dude, kind of dumped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you totally could have handled that differently. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I don't feel for him. Patty's my boo.
I'll defend Patty.
We were so afraid of her just a few months ago.
I don't know. I don't know about this Patty character.
Because we know nothing.
Yeah,
I know plenty. This was one of my fears. This was sure one of. I'm becoming Chief O'Hara.
My name
is Clancy O'Hara. Sure, and this was one of my fears that I'd become attached to her, and we'd have to get rid of her for Iris.
No, that Irish accent's way too good for O'Hara. It
is. You know what? I will accept that dig because it was really a compliment in disguise.
I mean, even if it was the other way around, it's still accurate. Like, if I said that's one of the worst ones I've ever heard an actual live person do, I would still say, and it's better than what's on the Batman 66 show. I mean, I think it's a fine Irish accent, but there's just, the bar is so fucking low on this. Anyway, I decided I was going to like Turtle about the time he winks at Barry. Is that about the time you decided, oh, this guy's going to be interesting?
I actually wrote, he winked at Barry, underlined winked.
Uh-huh. I just called it the turtle wink on my sheet of paper.
Yeah, I laughed heartily. It was amazing.
It was a nice touch. It really was. I mean,
this dude is a dick.
Right? Oh, and I was keeping tabs in my head throughout the show. I'm like, here, he's such a dick. God, the turtle's such a dick. Oh, wait, Wally. Wally's the biggest dick of them all.
Yes.
And he is. He's a bigger dick than Harry thus far. Look, we're talking about Wally West here. He's going to turn it around.
Yeah,
there's no version of Wally West that isn't just absurdly charming.
Yeah, and yeah, okay. So, spoilers, Wally's a dick.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like, though, your dad's this hotshot detective, and you grew up without him, and have been trying to get money for your mom who's dying of whatever. Yeah, okay, maybe he should be?
No, it's not like I don't feel for the kid.
Maybe it's not out of the realm. Yeah, I mean, He's making the right kinds of dickish jokes. Like, yeah, the great detective who didn't know he had a son.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. It was a fine punchline. If you're going for it, you know, that was a good dig. Yeah. It was.
Even so much so that Joe couldn't even be really upset about it. He's just like, yeah, that's fair.
Damn, son, shit.
This is the same thing that, you know, he was saying a few episodes back when he was, like, beating himself up for not knowing. And I'm totally on board, like, yes, we've had that scene. That's why I'm okay with Wally kind of being a dick, because I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. The kid kind of understood the same thing that Joe understood a few episodes ago. It's like, yeah, okay, he has a point.
Oh, he's got all the points in the world. It just, you know, on the objective dick scale, he's about 8.5 dicks.
Now, here's the part that I'm sorry. It's not that big of a deal, but I'm gonna get a little bit spoilery on some Smallville. Apparently, WB/CW decides that whenever someone, they want to showcase that someone is a good person at heart, but has decided to go on to the bad side of the tracks, or whatever, they have to become street racers. They have to be-
Oh, yeah.
One of our Smallville characters, they decided, like, oh, it'd give him some edge or whatever, and they even had it, it was like, it's like Clark finds out about the character street racing, and he's like, you don't understand, Clark. You have all these powers. I'm not good at anything. This is what I have. I'm good at racing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks, CW.
For doing the same thing they did with the character previously when he was actually alive thing. But okay. You know, hey, we'll roll it.
Of course.
We'll roll it.
Of course, on Smallville, they did have, it was a little different because... That the like the nitrate or whatever they used to like make the car go faster was made from kryptonite.
Oh wow.
Cuz kryptonite was like the thing, it was the hell mouth of that show. It was the gimmick that made that show run. So
gotcha.
It fueled the show, why not a car?
Gotcha.
But I was just, I was sitting there watching Flash going, this again? Well, I mean, I guess the Fast and the Furious is a huge, and I just figured, you know, that was when that movie came out. I was like, oh, okay, Smallville tried to cash in on Fast and Furious.
Well, it's been going on since. So it seemed like they wanted to do something with, I've watched the first Fast and the Furious, and then I've been oblivious. I think mercifully oblivious to the last six. But I think they abandoned like actual drag racing. I'm told they abandoned it after like the first three films. I don't know how that works.
Well, they did Tokyo Drift in the third one. I don't really know exactly. I don't watch those movies. I haven't seen them. I thought I might at some point.
Don't.
But apparently, and I did
not a
I
car guy.
Recollect this.
Not something I'm going to get around to.
Yeah. Unless it's a Batmobile, I don't give a shit really, right. Or a DeLorean. but you know, I did think about it when I was watching this episode. You know, I knew a girl about 9 or 10 years ago, and she would hang out with her friends, and they did street racing even here in, you know, Scramble Screw America,
mm-hmm.
USA.
Yeah, I've known a few guys in high school that used to dabble.
They did illegal street racing here, and I guess that's just a thing. I was never into that kind of thing.
I know they do. Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure, but I just,
it's,
you know,
it's not something I understand at all. But I think they were just looking for something that he could do to make illegal money that involved mm-hmm. a lot of speed. And unless they're just doing like a play on the words, and he's a drug dealer,
right?
How many more options do you have?
Yeah, and I think that
I think
was
the
same.
They just kind of got stuck with it. Like, well, I mean, I guess he has to be a drag racer.
I think it was the same issue that they had over in Smallville. Like, they didn't want to make this character truly a terrible character. They wanted to bring him over to the bad side. He's doing something illegal. He's doing something dangerous. But let's not actually have him be a drug dealer or stealing something from someone.
No.
He's, at the very least,
a meritocracy with, you know, car mm-hmm. titles. That's what it is. It's
an illegal bartering system with racing involved.
Two people under no coercion and with full compass mentis decide to a race and see who gets the other's slip. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, it's a way for a good character to do something bad and be like, oh no, he's doing something bad. And then offer him the chance of redemption without actually taking him to the dark side.
Right, right.
Okay. It just kind of sucks that it's always racing.
Yeah. By the way, I meant to ask you this a minute ago,
mm-hmm.
and I might as well before I forget again. Did you like all of, like, Caitlin goes to her, you know, she puts on her nice fancy dress that is largely blue and looks very much like ice crystals. I mean, the shapes of diamonds she's using, it's costume jewelry because there's no fucking way she can afford that if it's real. But mm-hmm. it's very much got a, like, icy theme to it.
Mm. Well, first of all, I don't think there's any way that we can actually know whether or not she can afford anything. She, for all we know, Harrison Wells actually did leave her like a shit ton of money. He left Star Labs to Barry. Why wouldn't he leave her and Cisco a ton of money?
Maybe. I mean, sure. And they don't seem to be doing anything as an actual job, so I assume they're subsistent.
Well, we know that Caitlin was working at Mercury Labs, and I don't know that she's still if she's still doing that or not. But
I'm telling you, man. Look at the size of that thing. She ain't got that money. That's
maybe not, man. I don't know.
Mayweather money. That's Paul McCartney money.
I mean, honestly, like I didn't even notice what she was wearing, and I didn't notice what she was wearing because I mean,
you know what's sad? I did because I so much liked Patty's dress. It was man, that is just an elegant fucking piece of wear. Good job, costume design. And then I looked over at hers and went, wow, that is just Killer Frost if you designed her as a nightgown.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say this. The DPs, you know, on that show, they do a disservice to the people who do the costume designs when it comes to Caitlin Snow. Because they know how to shoot her in the face. Like, they know that I'm going to be looking at her eyes. She has got pretty eyes.
Oh, gorgeous
eyes. I'm going to be looking at that. And then I'm not even going to notice, like, what was even happening with her dress. But that's a good pull. I didn't even notice that. Like, good job.
Yay!
I mean, I'm assuming.
I got drawn to it.
I wonder, we know that she's going to be Killer Frost in Earth 2, but do we know that
soon,
she's...
Soon, too.
If, I mean, yeah, but she might actually be Killer Frost at some point in Earth One.
Yeah, there's been, I mean, there's a couple of, you know, the dreaded set leak set shots, but yeah, I don't know. They didn't exactly say what the hell's happening in Earth One when she's there. No idea. Absolutely no idea. They haven't really busted that can of worms open yet.
Yeah,
I feel like.
Oh, I did want to talk about this. Back when Iris and Barry are talking, like, how does Barry tell Oliver to tell Felicity the truth, but has to hear Iris tell him that it's a good idea to tell Patty the truth?
Run that by me one more time.
Okay, a couple weeks ago during the Flaro, Barry's like, Oliver, you've got to tell Felicity the truth, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
You can't do that. You guys are going to break up. It's bad. You can't have secrets.
Then suddenly he needs moral support
Two weeks later, Iris is like, why don't you tell Patty the truth? And he's like, but I can't.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I agree. It's not contiguous. And I was actually... I was going to ask you this before the show, so I didn't sound like an idiot. But we've already started now, so it'll be what it bees. But... why does he change his mind about telling her after the incident with Turtle? What did I miss? Maybe I got up and got out of the room and didn't realize what I'd missed.
Hmm.
But before she almost dies, he's going to tell. He even like he kind of hears Wells's point, but you get the feeling that he's going to ignore him. Mm-hmm. And then after she almost dies, he doesn't show up for a couple days and can't get it off the tip of his tongue. Like he could show up right then at her door and say, "I didn't just show up. You know, now I showed up 2 seconds out. Like, I'm the Flash. That's why I mm-hmm. yeah. All of this would have been fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly you can't. What I miss, man.
I don't know. I didn't understand, like, because it looked like he was about to tell her at the thing before the turtle showed up. And I feel like.
I'm completely confident that he really was about to tell her.
And I was confused that he waited so long after that incident to come over and be like, hey, so. Like, when he shows up and she, like, has her bit where she's like, blah, 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 I want to get closer, I'm ready for that, blah, blah, blah.
Which, by the way, was very well phrased. I liked her approach to it. I'm going to try to get closer to you, you need to decide if you're going to try to get closer to me. That was an extremely a well-adjusted approach to this, I thought.
That is fine. I will say that, like, I don't know, like, because the show is really bad about telling us how long things have been happening. And in my viewpoint, it's like, Are you seriously, like, really wanting to get really serious with him? I mean, you guys kind of just got together from my perspective. So, you know, I think you move faster than Barry does. I mean, jeez, dude.
I don't know. I mean
she's,
been...
like, talking about settling down and shit. And
well, she wasn't necessarily talking about settling down, I thought. But they've been together a few months, and she's talking about we need to start really sharing stuff with each other. I don't think she's talking about, hey, move in. She's talking about you're emotionally distant, and that needs to start... being addressed right now, because I can't get closer to someone who has me at arm's length. I mean, he's doing a freaking Heisman pose on her emotionally most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that, and, you know, I've already stated that Barry's a douche.
I'm just firmly saying, planted in Camp Patty.
Yep, firmly planted in Camp Patty. All I'm saying is she might be, you know, moving a little too fast, and, you know, I don't know. If I was almost killed and whatnot, and... see, like, to me, when he shows up to save her as the Flash, like, he should have, like, gotten, you know, ran out with her and then, like, got to a place that was kind of private and pulled off the mask and been like, I'm Barry. Or, at the very least, just stop doing the blah, 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 voice and just actually says, like, hey, I'm Barry. I'm here to save you. Patty, right. Please don't leave me.
There was so many ways he could have continued what I thought he was doing the whole episode that I got confused about what did I miss? What was the...
You are completely well within your rights, I think, to be confused because, yeah, you're right. He almost tells her. She gets kidnapped, essentially. He saves her from death, and then she gets kidnapped. He goes to save her, and then he, like, leaves her for, like, 2 days. That's what it seems like.
Yeah, I don't know. Like so many things, please write in and tell me what the fuck I missed, if anyone knows.
And then he shows up looking like one of these little, like, swag... worshipping Tumblr kids who are, like, just navel gazing and being a douchebag. I mean, right. Where's your box cap, Barry?
She has to pretty much tell him, no, I'm serious about this right now. Okay, sorry.
Where's your freaking snapback, dude?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You twat. Oh.
God. I know.
So, yeah.
But going back to something I thought was...
about as on point as anything has been. Dude, mm-hmm. I really loved the showdown with Turtle. Thought it looked phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. It looked great.
They do a wonderful job in the show with just graphics that shouldn't make any damn sense. Like, you're trying to convey to me a battle of inertia. Like, mm-hmm. that's something that most people can't get conceptually enough to do the math correct in a physics 101. Or
mm-hmm.
that's closer to 102. I guess it depends on what school system you're in. Well, fucking whatever. But, like, that's a hard thing to grasp for, you know, a lot of people even. So,
yeah,
really making it look like it made some sense was, I thought, impressive on their part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked good. I'm not much for the sciences, man. So none of that made any sense to me. But I mean, was willing to roll with it because it's the Flash and it looked awesome.
I love science, like in the way that like a puppy loves something that's much smarter than it.
Right, right.
Just trying to grab the coattail.
I love science, but you know, I love it for the wrong reasons. I love it because it can help explain some of the ridiculous shit that I love.
You love it when it suddenly makes, yeah, when it suddenly makes some of the Flash's powers make sense. You're all about it, but before
right.
that,
right?
Uncaring. Is that the word you'd describe it as? Otherwise,
sure. Why not?
Oh, by the way, and with Turtle's unfortunate ending, damn.
What the
Wells?
Hell did Wells do to him?
I mean,
what did Harry do?
Damn, he took a biopsy of his fucking brain while he was using it.
Oh. I was afraid that was what would happen.
That is exactly what happened.
Oh, that looked rough, man.
It looked rough. And
like, I've full disclosure, I've been having some sinus issues. My nose, all of my sinuses have been killing me.
Uh-huh.
I saw that, and I'm pretty sure it made it worse. Like, I think my nose started bleeding just watching that.
I don't blame me.
Oh, man. So when Flash talking,
every time I think to myself, God, Harry's just a bastard. He's gone too far. I keep thinking like, well, you know, shit. His daughter's at stake. I don't know where you stop there. I don't know what the line is.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, like, I like him so much. I like Tom Cavanaugh, and I can't believe I'm saying this. I like Earth 2 Harrison Wells much better than I liked Earth 1 Harrison Wells. I like him so much more that I am willing to be just totally okay with him screwing Team Flash, and I'm kind of feeling like, you know what? His daughter's at stake. This is on you guys. You should have seen this shit coming.
Right. If for whatever. Any reason you didn't have eyes on this guy, come on. Come on.
I loved when Barry is talking to them about Patty and whether he should tell her. Cisco says, she put bullets in King Shark and Harry. That's Team Flash material to me.
Yeah.
Love the hell out of that.
I really enjoyed that.
Oh, man. And when Cisco says, who's the genius who came up with Zoom? That freaking story,
Zoom,
man.
The Zoom hostage
shit.
Story was great.
Oh, my gosh. The, Wells talking to, oh, man.
Was really good. I mean, I've been really digging the Cisco-Harry dynamic anyway, because it's just, Cisco is just refusing not to be chipper about shit. And Harrison, like, every moment that he's awake, he's failed to get his daughter out of trouble. Every moment he's sleeping, he's mm-hmm. failing to be awake, and therefore failing to get his daughter. Like, he lives just constantly mm-hmm. in that, man, I can't imagine what that would do to a set of nerves after a while. But,
yeah,
it doesn't bode well for Cisco being, like, the jokey type. It's no. That's a bad audience, dude.
Yeah.
So I like that Cisco's the kind of person who can just say a joke to himself and be happy with that, because it's the only mm-hmm. way it's going to work anyway. But, mm-hmm. man, God, I've loved them, their back and forth anyway, and that was the best I'd seen it so far.
Yeah, that, oh, God, that story. Like, I rolled a tear watching hearing him tell that story, and Tom Cavanaugh is so good, and kid playing Cisco, so good. Like, just his reactions, that embarrassment,
yeah.
and even making that crack.
Yeah.
Like, hearing this story, because he knows what's coming. Oh, my gosh. Oh. And even, like, the kid playing Wally, man, when he tells Joe, I'm the man of our house, that position has been filled. Shit.
That was good.
Oh,
that was a good line.
Man, the look on Joe's face, the delivery of this Lonsdale kid, just, oh, man. This show is firing on all cylinders.
Oh, yeah.
It is so good.
And
even
when it's
bad, it's good.
Yeah. Like, and it's not stopping. You realize, like, what we're getting next week is that's the true Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
At the starting point. And I'm something I'm really hoping for is, in the trailer, Harry's been saying this is his origin story. And I'm hoping that's precisely what the hell they're going to do, is they're going to come back and explain to us why Harrison Wells from, like, the Harrison Wells-Eobard Thawne hybrid from season one, why he was so pissy. Like, do we finally get to see what happened there?
Yeah. I mean, it might not even be. Yeah, I don't even know. Like, oh, God.
That's what I'm hoping for. That's just my deepest, brightest hope for next week, is we're going to actually get to see exactly that. That's what I'm
Well, wondering. The fun thing about the Reverse Flash, they said that it was an earlier version of Reverse Flash. It's not necessarily the first version, the first version who comes in contact with Barry. So, I mean, it could be like the third or fourth time that he's dealt with Barry.
I'm extrapolating,
but like,
that is the case. Based on like the first thing he says when he gets there is like, where the hell am I? And it's not Gideon, is it? Is it Gideon? What's the name of that computer?
Yeah, it's Gideon.
Is it Gideon? Okay.
It's so Gideon. It is.
And by the way, I didn't stop to listen. His little handheld Gideon, was that Marina Bachrach's voice as well?
I would assume.
I'd have to look at the credits. I didn't bother listening. And if I went back to listen right now, technically it's copyright infringement, so can't do that. If we play the episodes in the background, we violated something.
Yep.
But I'm very excited anyway.
Yeah. So. All the Flash, just give me all the Flash.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Dude, even though I think the one thing I actually had, like, shitty to say about this episode is that, like, he told Oliver to be honest and then it wasn't honest. Like, that's just humanity, man. It's all, you can always give out the best advice to other people, but then, you know, screw it up for yourself, like, five days later.
I've told people while I was giving someone advice. Like, someone who's going through a hard time, and I've actually sat there and told someone straight up, there's no way I would have the strength to do what I'm about to suggest that you do right now. But I feel like you should hear what I feel is the best course of action, and then go from there. I wouldn't be able to do it personally. I'm just not a good enough person. But maybe you can.
Yeah.
I've totally had that conversation with a friend of mine.
Yeah. So, I mean, shit, man. This is pretty close to a flawless episode, I would say. I don't understand, like, why Barry is suddenly a douchebag. But, you know.
I didn't either. I mean, there's always a little something. Shit, it's television, man. Shit. You got about 44 minutes on average to tell me one hell of a story every episode. So, that was going
to
be something.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe he was trying to play it off a little bit so she wouldn't feel like it was as serious. But, man, he just made the wrong play.
Yeah. There's always going to be grist for our mill. That's never going to happen. But
yeah.
100% fucking enjoyable, as it normally is.
Yeah. And with that, we are DC On Screen. You can find us on DCOnScreen.com, iTunes, Stitcher, if you're interested in a similar kind of podcast, go about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, go check out our friends Matt Carroll and Jeff Randall at the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. They got Agent Carter going on right now.
Jessica's still in their hearts, I'm sure.
You know what? Jessica Jones actually just got renewed for season two.
I did see that. So a little bit of Marvel news if no one knew.
Woo!
Also, they're looking at doing a Punisher series as well. I don't know if that's
a
complete green light, but it's in the works.
They are. They should have. They should have already. Yeah. That's just my opinion, though, everybody. Don't listen to me.
But the people who've already seen season two of Daredevil have decided that they would like to see more of this guy. So,
yeah. So
that's probably good.
Anyway, until next time, which should be pretty soon, like now, keep some DC on your screen.